And a way to help us meet that goal a little quicker is through challenges. And we have a very special challenges from our friends at New Hope Community. We've got the CEO of New Hope, Debbie McGinnis, here, and new development director, Janae Miller. Good morning. How are you guys?
Janae Myers.
Oh, hi. Myers. I'm sorry. I have Miller written down. I apologize, Janae.
That's okay.
Myers. I'm going to get it right. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you.
Good. So listen, thank you for coming in. Thank you for bringing in this challenge. You want to tell folks what that challenge is? $250 challenge?
Yes, and we're really, really encouraging everyone to meet that because we're absolutely looking for you to inch forward and complete your 100% goal.
Yeah.
So you're more than halfway there.
Yes.
And we're here to really encourage because you're such a viable resource to the community. We're here to support you and to really encourage the listening audience to be a part of making that happen. So we're happy to be a part of that.
That's so great. It's all about community, right? You guys are part of this community. We rely on community support. We rely on listener support. You guys keep the public in public media. So, yes, the folks from New Hope Community contributing $250 a challenge right now. Let's meet it during this hour. Call 845-482-4141 or go to WJFFradio.org. Keep the community connected, informed, inspired, all of those things that make up Radio Catskill and the entire community, including the New Hope Community. Debbie, let's remind folks about New Hope and your mission and all the great work you guys do.
I really appreciate the opportunity to share. Thank you. So New Hope Community was founded in 1975, and in the late 80s, we became a nonprofit voluntary provider agency. We support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, both children and adults. Our mission really is to empower people with what we call IDD to live their best life. And I really think that New Hope Community, in many very impactful ways, makes that a reality. So we have an ask whatever questions if you'd like, so I can give you specific info, but do you want me to just sort of do a little
yeah,
bit of
Yeah, go ahead.
A
I mean, I was going to ask some you of some of the things like you support independent living and there are programs or classes. Explain some of the, what you mean by that in terms of like living your best life.
Sure, absolutely. So we're actually a very large organization. We're headquartered in Lac Sheldrake. And we also have a division in Westchester County. And together, I believe we have more than 1,000 people that we support and in addition, over 1,000 staff that support them. So we have about 40 residences throughout Sullivan County. And people are able to live quite independently with support of staff and be very woven into their community in very meaningful ways. We also have what's known as day habilitation without walls. They're able to do volunteer work in the community. And the point is that it's person-centered. They make choices and they are crafting and creating life experiences that speak to who they are, what they want to do, and where they'd like to go. We have supported employment opportunities. We have opportunities on our Hope Farm, which is on the campus of SUNY Sullivan. We have community habilitation and respite and self-direction, probably a lot of terms that most people may not be familiar with if they're not in our field, but it's all things where we sort of, you know, do a circle around them in terms of what is your choice? What can we do so that you can be you and you can be your best you?
Yeah. Do folks live in at the community or is it independent living? Is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. So we have people that are living in New Hope homes. It is their home, very much so. And we also have people that will come to programs that we offer, and they are living in the community. Our Westchester division has over probably 700 people in Westchester that either live on their own or with family members and are receiving supports in the community. So they're not actually living in a home that's part of the agency. So it's really a mixed bag.
My Uncle John, who since passed away, had Down syndrome and was part of an organization back in Indiana where I grew up, and a similar organization, more of a, on his side, not at the his own home, but living with my grandmother or independent living. But every time he went to this organization, his eyes lit up. He was so happy to be there. Had so many friends from there. Do you experience the same sense of joy from folks who are part of New Hope?
We absolutely do. And you know, the thing that's so cool is we have a lot of programs that involve music and art, and we have equine therapy. We have a barn with horses, and we have a sensory garden, and we have a a greenhouse where we grow all sorts of microgreens, and they choose their passion. And when we see them come together and some of the involvement with Special Olympics, and we see them winning, you know, at a basketball tournament or flag football, or we see them piecing a band together and just cracking it out and having a blast. I mean, this is what really empowers them to have a real sense of accomplishment and happiness in their lives that we can fuel. So it's our privilege to do so.
We're talking to Debbie McGinnis from New Hope Community. They've issued a $250 challenge during our summer fund drive. Call us at 845-482-4141 or go to wjffradio.org. Also want to speak to Janae Myers, the new development director at New Hope Community. Janae, where were you before you started here, and how long have you been in the role?
I previously was with Independent Living. So they're an organization for people with disabilities. It's a cross disability service organization. So here I'm able to kind of just hone in on something very specific and very special, and really focus on enhancing the lives of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. You know, you mentioned I'm the director of development, right? But I look at my role a little bit differently. I see myself in this space where New Hope Community serves people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And without this organization, there would be less opportunity for choice and experiences and independence. And so what I get to do is find a way to fund, whether that be through community relationships or grants, but I get to fund those experiences. And so with people like you and people like those who are listening, I get to just form those relationships and come together and make dreams come true. Yeah. So, and there's so many experiences and so many examples that we can get into. But, you know, you touched on some of that and just seeing that light up.
What are some of those examples that you could share for us?
Absolutely. So this is kind of what I've been most excited to talk about. So I'm happy to be here and happy to share this. So Debbie talked about the Special Olympics just a little bit.
Yeah.
Recently, through the New Hope Community Foundation, we were able to fund our New Hope Knights to join the Special Olympics at the Buffalo Bowl. And just stay with me here, but roll it back a little bit. Some of what our staff does is really get to know the people that we are supporting and what those hopes, wants, dreams look like, and how can we make them come true. So we had one individual working with our athletic coordinator who expressed his dream to be in those last few minutes of a game to throw that winning touchdown, or that, you know, game saving experience. And we were able to, through the New Hope Community Foundation, bring the New Hope Knights to the Special Olympics, where in the last few minutes of the game, this individual was able to throw a pass, which turned into the game winning touchdown. And so that, if I could name anything, is a dream come true, right?
Done. Got it. That's amazing.
That's incredible.
Wow. That's amazing. What is it that drew you to this role and to this line of work for you?
I am so passionate about choice and independence and accessibility, but something that stood out differently about New Hope Community was the culture. The culture of New Hope Community flows over the walls of New Hope. It really extends into the community. And this is a space where we get to come together, where every single person, whether that is the individual we support, the direct support professional, the administrative staff, the community at large, we all come together. We play this piece of the larger puzzle, and we really get to just support individuals the way that they want to be supported. We get to enrich lives through experiences and create opportunities. And it's just something that is very unique to New Hope Community. So
what other projects do you have coming up that you want to talk about? or anything else you want to talk about, Debbie, that we can share with our listeners, including how they can get involved or learn more?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. We would love that. I'm so glad you asked that. So thank you for that opportunity for one more little tiny thing, because Janae was touching on our involvement in the community, and we are deeply committed to the Sullivan County community in particular, and we do a tremendous amount. We have our 7th community outreach dinner coming up in December, where we provide free hot meals and $25 gift cards to ShopRite, and we've served hundreds and hundreds of families now, and again, it'll be the 7th one this December. And we do so much within the community, and I think we donated over 1,100 pounds of food from our farm to local food pantries last year. But anybody who's interested in being a part of our life, whether it be as a volunteer, whether it be that they might need supports and services that we could be a part of, or they want us to come out and help them in some way in the community, they can go to our website. Our phone number is there. Contact information is there. They will absolutely be able to easily access the right person to talk to about whatever it is they're interested in. So, you know, it's just newhopecommunity.org, and they'll run into a beautiful website that will give them all the information they need. We would love to hear from them.
On social media as well?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So we've got a lot going on with social media. Our Facebook posts are constant between Instagram and, I mean, you name it, we're on it. So yes.
And, you know, thank you for coming in and being part of our community. We're only able to do what we do because of the community. So you offering this challenge and helping us out with our summer fun drive means a lot to us as well. And think about it, listeners, if we weren't here to be able to be this platform, you may not know of all the great work that they're doing at New Hope, right? They do so much great work, and we're here to help broadcast that and amplify that to everybody. So spreading the word, and we're all working together here. So help us with this challenge from New Hope Community. Call us at 845-482-4141 or go to wjffradio.org. That contribution helps ensure that we remain independent and responsive to the needs and interests of the community, which includes New Hope and so many others. So thank you guys so much for coming in and for all the great work that you do. Janae, anything else you want to add before we go?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, because I'm sitting here.
I can see she's brimming with excitement. I'm like, she's like, don't wrap.
I just want to remind our community, because that is what we are. And without our community, we just couldn't do this. But as a community, and it's with people like you listening right now, that we can fund experiences and choice and personal growth. And every day with you, milestones are met, and your support really makes all the difference. And together we can just really make people's dreams and aspirations come true. So thank you for your support. Please, if you have the opportunity, support us, support Radio Catskill with their fund drive, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Well, we can't say thank you enough either. And thank you for that nice message too, especially at this time when we all need something bright in our lives. That's Janae Myers, a new development director at New Hope Community, and Debbie McGinnis, the CEO of New Hope Community. And over there in the background, Donna Fisher, director of marketing and communications. Thanks, Donna. Thank you guys
so much.
We appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, how climate community, Bethel is becoming a smart climate community, and how some of this extreme heat might be affecting New York State crops. This is Radio Chatskill.